By mid-morning of the following day, Rockjaw Grang had shifted his hiding place, moving farther downhill. He settled himself in a dip, surrounded by rock and bushes. Not knowing how long it would be before he could once more sample the good food of Redwall, the giant hare ate sparingly. Munching on a russet apple, he checked his weapons. He laid out his heavy arrows and counted them, then rubbed beeswax onto the stout string of his great yew bow. Rockjaw tested his sling, refilled the pebble bag, and set himself to honing a long dagger on a smooth stone. Tornok appeared beside him suddenly. Without raising an eye, the big fellow continued whetting his blade, commenting dryly,
"Silly bird, where's thou been? Much longer sitting here alone, and I'd be talking to myself."
The little owl folded his wings rather moodily.
"Continue with that attitude, and you will be talking to yourself, sir. My late arrival was due entirely to the tardiness of your own compatriots. However, I'm not here to bandy words with you. I bring important news, so listen carefully."
Lady Cregarose Eyes was lost in strange country. She had plunged forward in the darkness, driven by the blood wrath, running all night until she could go no farther. Now, with her massive axe pike clutched in both paws, the badger warrior lay amid the fern fringe of an ash grove. She slept a fevered sleep, shivering with her tongue lolling out and eyes half open but unseeing. From the grove, a colony of rooks watched, hoping the badger was so ill that she would soon be weak and dying. A young rook made as if to hop forward, but the leader, a hefty older male, buffeted him flat with a single sweep.
"Jackock! Vive it! Take no chances with the striped dog. When the sun sets, we will fall on that one. Never have we tasted striped dog. There will be plenty there for all."
The long patrol had risen at dawn. Picking up Sergeant Clubrush's trail, they pressed forward on the double. The drill sergeant was sitting cooling his paws in a brook. He watched them approach, gnawing his lip in disappointment. Elbrig halted the column in front of Clubrush, who shook his head.
"Must be getting old, letting her give me the blinking slip. I lost Lady Cregger's trail sometime in the night. But even if I hadn't, what beast can keep up with a badger travelling at her speed?"
"Sir, beg to report,"
Traubags called out from the back ranks.
"Lady Cregger's tracks are here to the left, travelling due west by the look of it."
The veteran Shangle Widepad inspected the torn-up grass and scratched rocks.
"Well spotted, young'un. She's well off course, though."